Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for your presence that sustains us during these difficult times. Father, I pray for the message that I'm about to share, Father. I pray that you be with me in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today, I want to talk for a few minutes, another encouraging word from Psalm 27, the 27th Psalm, the 27th Psalm. And the topic today is confidence in God's protection, confidence in God's protection. You know what? We have our moments. Each of us have our moments when we wonder, how is this going to end? What is going to happen? And unfortunately, my brothers and sisters, we don't know the answers, but God does. But God does. It's our job to be faithful and steadfast in the Lord. It's our job to look to the Lord when we go through situations. It's our job to keep the Lord first and foremost in our minds and recognize the fact that he is control. He is in control. So from Psalm 27, I just want to spend a few moments with five verses from that passage. And the interesting thing I like about this passage is that it emphasizes God's protection during troubling times. Now, this is a psalm that was written by David. And I have a few points I want to lift up from this psalm. The first one is that David was determined not to fear his enemies because of God's presence. Let's look at that very first verse. It reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" One thing David had was confidence in the Lord. Now, David had his troubling times. Let's not be mistaken and think that David was like this all the time, because he had times where he was fearful. He had times when King Saul was after him trying to kill him that he worried about the people who were his friends that were being slaughtered because they would not share where David was. He had times where he wondered, "Lord, where are you?" And if we be honest with ourselves, we all have those times where we wonder, "Lord, where are you now?" In another psalm, David even said, "My foot almost slipped," which means he almost forgot what God had done for him in his life. And I encourage us to remember what God has done for us, my brothers and sisters, what he has done, how he has cared for us in our lives. So we see in this very first verse again of Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Now let's look at this for a second. The Lord is my light. What does this really mean? Well, light represents deliverance from darkness. Think about it. When we're walking in the darkness, don't we wish we had a little more light? When you go outside on a moonless night, you can't see very far ahead of you, and you hear some noises in the distance, and you wish you had your light. So when he says, "The Lord is my light," the Lord is the one that delivers me from darkness. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light." And then again in John chapter 9, verse 5, he said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." My brothers and sisters, Jesus is still in the world, and he is still the light of the world. Again, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" He's my salvation. David is saying this because the Lord delivers him from his earthly enemies. He says that he is my strength because God was his stronghold. God is a refuge to David during troubling times, during stormy times. And I dare say that he is our stronghold now. He is our strength. And he says, of whom shall I be afraid? If God be for us, who can be against us? With this type of protection, all we need to do is focus on the Lord, and he will get us through these troubling times. And he shares some personal testimonies in verse 2. He said, when the wicked came against me to eat my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and they fell. David saying is when the wicked, he paints a picture of when his enemies came to him, they were like wild animals that were out there waiting to tear his flesh up. You know, there will come times in our lives where people will be waiting for us, and we know that they have nothing good in mind for us. There will be times in our lives that we will have situations like we're going through with the virus, where the virus seems to be waiting for us. They seem to be intent on destroying us, but let it not destroy our faith. I want to share another passage from Psalm 10, starting at the verse 8 of Psalm 10, where it says, he sitteth in the lurking places of the village, in the secret places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies and waits to catch the poor. And he tries to catch the poor when he draws him into his net. He crouched and humbled himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. And what this is saying from Psalm 10, that's how the enemy is. They sit and wait and they lurk on us. They're lurking and they're waiting. They're seeking opportunities to invade us. My brothers and sisters, as we are here under the stay-at-home orders of COVID-19, we have to recognize that there is an enemy that is out there that is seeking and lurking. And it's up to us to take the necessary precautions to not allow that to happen to us. You know, I know if you've seen in the news recently, you've seen some North Carolina churches have sued the North Carolina government because they want freedom of religion. They want to go back into the church. They want to worship. They do not want the government to dictate how they worship. But my brothers and sisters, we are staying at home for a reason, because if we are released too soon, that enemy that is lurking and waiting for us just might find us. And after all, my brothers and sisters, we are the church. It is not the building. As long as we are meeting, as long as we are tuning in through technology, we are still worshiping. Yes, we long to be together, but let us be cautious. And I want to share with you, my brothers and sisters, that as far as Beacon Light is concerned, that we will not be back in the building assembling together in worship until we are confident that it is safe for us to do so. You know, Jesus cared for the least of these, the least of us. And when we make considerations about when we're going back into the building, we have to think about the least of us. We have to think about the elderly among us. We have to think about the compromised among us. We have to think about those who are susceptible to this virus and the ill effects of it. That is the enemy. Yes, it comes to eat our flesh. After all, the job is spiritual. Description of Satan is to steal, kill, and destroy. We have the guidance to be prepared against this evil. There is no guaranteed that we will not succumb to it, but I encourage us to have faith in the Lord and recognize that one day we will be back together, but we will wait on the Lord and not rush. And we will have patience, my brothers and sisters. David goes on in verse 3 of Psalm 27. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. What David is saying is, even though I see an army circling around me, I am confident in you, Lord. You are my strength, Lord. Even though they confront me at my door, you are my strength. And see, David had lived long enough to see the Lord work in his life. And we have lived long enough to see the Lord work in our lives. So we need to have confidence in the Lord during this troubling time. The second point I want to lift up is that David desired to live in the presence of the Lord. Isn't that the desire of all of us, to live in the presence of the Lord? Let's elaborate. Look at verse 4 of Psalms 27. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David is saying that the secret to his confidence in the Lord is his communion with God. If you look at the very first part of that verse 4, he says one thing. David is singularly focused. He knows what he wants, and he's determined to get it. And that one thing is the desire to always be with the Lord. He wants to be with the Lord. He wants to behold the beauty of the Lord. He wants to witness the harmony of God's perfection. Isn't that what we want? One thing I desire is the presence of the Lord. And that presence does not necessarily come with being in a building. Yes, we long to be in the building. But as long as we focus on the Lord, he is with us. But let's look at the second part of that verse. One thing I desire of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Yes, David desired to be in the temple. David desired to be among God's people and worship. That's what we all desire. And there were times during David's life in another psalm when he was on the run from Saul. He even mentioned that that's all he wanted to do, was to go back to the temple one more time. Because in the temple, there is fellowship. In the temple, there is communion. In the temple, there is praise and worship. And one day, we will be back in the church. One day, we will collectively be together in praise and worship. But until that day, we are praising the Lord in place. We are celebrating the Lord in place. For with the Lord is safety. With the Lord is security. With the Lord is his presence. The 23rd Psalm, verse 6, says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We don't need to be in a building to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We don't necessarily need to be in the building right now to know that goodness and mercy is following us all the days of our life. I know I have a testimony of how good God has been to me. And I know you have testimonies of how good God has been to you. And the fifth verse of Psalm 27 reads, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. What he's saying is, what David is saying is, for Lord, you are my hiding place. For when trouble is all around me, I will hide in you. I will hide in you. So no matter what we're facing, my brothers and sisters, remember that the Lord is our pavilion. He is that place that we can go to be with him. And he says that you shall hide me. Hide me from the troubles of the world. Hide me from the tribulations that are going on. Hide me from evil that is lurking and seeking opportunities to come in. And he concludes this part with saying, he shall set me high upon a rock. Now let's look at what he's talking about. Back in those days, if you were in battle with your enemy, you desired to be on higher ground. You desire to be higher than they were, so they cannot reach you. You know, if you look at all these forts that are built in Europe and other places, most of them are built up high on rocks. Why? So they can be easily defended when the enemy tries to come up on them. So that's what David is saying. He shall set me high upon a rock. He shall set me in a fortress high above my enemies. He shall protect me by separating me from my enemies. As we looked at the topic of confidence in the Lord, David is talking from personal experience. He is talking from what he's been through in his life and how the Lord has protected him. Again, that very first verse, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We cannot say that with confidence, my brothers and sisters, unless we have been through something, unless we have seen God work it in our lives, unless we have seen deliverance from situation in our lives, unless we have seen our enemies fall down before us, unless we have seen God protect us and surround us with that hedge of protection. So at times like this, we need to lean upon what God has already brought us through and recognize that we still can have confidence in his protection, no matter what is knocking at our door. David had confidence. And I encourage each of us to have confidence. But David's confidence came through his relationship with God. And that's the same place that our confidence comes from, our relationship with God. So during these times when most of us are restricted in movement, let us spend more time with God, because we are never restricted from Him. So God bless you. And I certainly pray that this message has been an encouraging message for each and every one of us. Again, Psalm 27, confidence in God's protection. And we're going to close out with the song that we are so used to. We are the church. So allow me to pray one more time. Father, I thank you again for blessing these your people. I thank you, Lord, that we can have confidence in you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that your presence is always with us and can never be restricted. Now, through your grace and through your love, we depart from one another, but we're spiritually connected. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.